You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrat. Last week, a multi-state panel reviewing Waukesha's application to divert its drinking water from Lake Michigan made steps toward a final agreement, but there's still a ways to go. Chuck Kornbach covered that meeting in Chicago for WPR News. He joins us now with the details. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Thank you and good afternoon.
Well, what happened at this meeting last week, Chuck?
Well, there were 2 days of meetings at the University of Illinois Chicago, just west of downtown, and the first day, Thursday afternoon, went long and was somewhat contentious. There were a lot of concerns raised, and it was certainly not a done deal ahead of time type of scenario. But then once the full panel halted around 7 o'clock, they broke into subcommittees or work groups to work on some key issues. By late that evening, there was a tentative plan, and that plan was discussed on Friday for about 3 more hours.
And Chuck, what was that plan?
Well, the key part of the plan seems to be a deal or a tentative deal to reduce the areas around the city of Waukesha that would get lake water. This has been a contentious issue for the last several months in this plan as to what neighboring communities, what neighborhoods, et cetera, would get lake water. The city, there's this service area idea that any area treated that serves as the wastewater treatment area also has to be provided drinking water, at least at Waukesha as the backup for some people on wells out there. But it now has come to a tentative agreement to trim the size of the water service area pending some additional details.
Chuck, as I understand it, all the participating states in the Great Lakes Compact have to ultimately sign off on this deal. Were they all represented? Were they all at the table at this meeting?
They were, and the most active representative was the state of Michigan, a fellow named Grant Trigger, who led quite often the discussion, or at least commented on a lot of things, especially this water service area. The states of Minnesota was also active. The state of Illinois sounded more supportive of Waukesha, but there was input from just about everybody. Plus, let's not forget two provinces that get some weigh in on these recommendations, Quebec and Ontario, but they don't get final votes when the governors get around to acting, if they do, in a couple of months.
And Chuck, I know that Waukesha's request had to be evaluated on several different points. Did it meet all the points?
Well, what is going to happen next, I believe, is the city of Waukesha and the Wisconsin DNR. The Wisconsin DNR has not quite said we like this proposal, but it meets the requirements of the Water Diversion Compact, and the DNR has basically had Waukesha's back, shall we say. They're going to come back to the panel, with, at least via conference call to begin with some additional details about how this service area might be restricted, maps and other details that we're expecting to be ready by a conference call that the panel is going to have around May 2nd. And then it goes to more additional public meetings, in-person meetings in Chicago, May 10th and 11th, I think they've set the dates.
Talking to WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach about the Great Lakes Water Compact and an effort by Waukesha to tap into Lake Michigan water. A meeting last night, Waukesha made the case moving closer to agreement with the states on their plan to divert water. Chuck, big picture, let's back up a little bit. What is at stake here for Waukesha? Why do they need to tap in, or why are they making the case that they need to tap into Lake Michigan water?
Sure, they've got radium contamination problems in the well water that serves Waukesha. There's also some thought that the water table is declining, although that's not consistent. But they're worried that they're not going to be able to come up with a reliable supply of drinking water, especially as the community grows. And they think, despite the fact it would cost many millions of dollars, that piping in lake water from Lake Michigan, using it, treating it, and piping it back on sort of a parallel path back for much of the way and into the river that would then flow through Racine is the best way to go. Futuristic as all that sounds and as expensive, that's what Waukesha is saying is the best way to go. And they're, of course, the first community just outside the Great Lakes Basin, but in a straddling county, a county that straddles the basin, Waukesha County, to make this application to the Great Lakes states, and it's somewhat of a landmark plan. In fact, some of the discussion last week was, well, what sort of precedent are we setting here? If we agree, would there be conditions peculiar to this situation that would not apply to later applications, or how much of this would be sort of setting the tone?
And how did they answer that question about how big a precedent Waukesha could be as far as a tipping point?
Well, I think that's subject to further discussion. I mean, it seemed like by Friday midday, they had done what they call wordsmithing. They sat there as a committee, and as you can imagine, going through page by page, line by line of this, and it seemed like they had made a lot of progress, and some of us who thought, well, this isn't going to happen, started thinking, well, maybe this is going to happen. But again, it's not clear that it will because of details of this water service area. I think there's going to be more discussion about have the states really looked at alternatives for Waukesha and setting what sort of precedent. There's been a push by Michigan to say to Wisconsin, well, listen, if we agree to this, what about, are there high capacity wells in southeastern Wisconsin? Are you going to let more of those go ahead and sort of offset the help to the groundwater that you'd be providing by piping in lake water? And Wisconsin, I don't think, really cared for that line of thinking, saying, listen, we already have precautions in place, but that was part of the debate and I think may continue for a while yet.
Chuck, what's the timeline moving forward now on this request?
Well, again, conference call and in-person meetings. There may be a meeting if on May 10th and 11th, I think those are the dates again, unless they've been changed, I think May 10th and 11th, if the panel is ready to make recommendations by the 11th, they would go off to the governors, and there could either be the governors or their representatives at another meeting in June, and we'll know more. And then we'll see whether there's going to be lawsuits after this. Right now, environmental groups were happy to hear that the water service area around Waukesha might be restricted, but they're holding off on giving their okay, and we don't quite know what all the governors have in mind. Governor Scott Walker in Waukesha last week was raising questions about New York's Governor Cuomo, saying he never leaves the state. We don't know what he's thinking. So, if the hell that's true, then this could go right down to the last minute, or we could know well before that mid-June meeting.
And Chuck, just briefly, we know about Waukesha being out ahead on this one. Are there any other cities waiting in the wings saying, well, if this goes through for Waukesha, we're next?
Well, I think we've heard more about that potentially happening in other states. Examples were mentioned during the discussions, like, well, what if some community in Ohio comes forward? There's various reports that suggest it's not a lot of communities, at least not immediately, but over time there could be more than a few. But again, it's not like every state is going to apply, I don't think, but stay tuned.
Chuck, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Chuck Krumbach, WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. He joined us to talk about the meeting last week to talk about Waukesha's application to divert drinking water from Lake Michigan. Remember, you can follow Chuck's reporting on that issue and a whole lot more over at WPR.org. Just click on the news link and see all the work our reporters are up to right there.